From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Though wildfires have been definitively connected to climate change, megafires in the West haven't shifted public opinion as drastically as environmentalists might hope. KRCC's Michelle Mercer reports.
When it comes to wildfires, research biologist Dave Peterson is careful to distinguish what can and cannot be attributed to climate change.
Climate is certainly a dominant factor, but the actual impacts of any particular large wildfire will depend on the fuels that are present in that area.
Still, the science is in. Our hotter, drier climate is making wildfires worse, contributing to more acres burned each year. In January, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released a comprehensive report on current and predicted effects of climate change on U.S. forests. Peterson co-authored the report.
2012 was kind of a milestone because we had more area burned in forests in the western United States than we ever have since we started keeping record of those things back in 1916. The fire season seems to be getting longer in the West, so that seems to be a trend, and it's a little bit of a sign of the effect of increased warming.
And seeing a wildfire roar down into your neighborhood can have a profound effect on your climate change views. Bill McKibben, one of America's foremost writers on climate change, says extreme events often shift public opinion.
The biggest factor that affects public perception on a day-to-day basis almost is what's happening out the door. In the last 3 years or so, the public concern about climate change has spiked dramatically. And the reason's pretty obvious. Something like 85% of American counties have had a federally declared disaster over that period.
According to a Rasmussen poll, the number of Americans who thought global warming was a serious issue did reach a new high of 68% in 2012. But here in Colorado Springs, more random polling suggests even the Waldo Canyon megafire left many unconvinced. There are a few reasons why extreme events like hurricanes or wildfires might not have a galvanizing effect on public climate change opinion. For one thing, discussion of climate change's role in a disaster must compete with other, more emotional narratives. For example, stories of the impacted community rising from the ashes to overcome the disaster, or reports questioning emergency management response and government policy in the affected area. Bill McKibben.
It's sometimes easier to say to oneself, oh, if only we had some little fix that we could make, some change in forest management or something like that. And those things might or might not help around the edges, but the fact remains that we've raised the temperature of the planet 1 degree centigrade. It's leading to all kinds of drought. That's leading to all kinds of problems. The numbers just are remarkable, and anyone who looks at them begins to understand what's going on.
But when it comes to perception of climate science, prior political and religious beliefs can overwhelm even the impact of experiencing a climate-related disaster firsthand. Catamount Institute co-founder and Colorado College professor Howard Drossman identifies two types of conservatism that can condition attitudes toward climate science.
One of those is the free marketeers, the people who don't want regulations. And so their politics will drive what they see about the science. And they say, I don't want to be regulated, so therefore I don't believe in climate change. The other pocket has been the fundamental conservatism. I think if you're taking an extreme fundamentalist view of issues, either religion is right or science is right.
When climate change is presented only as an opportunity, though, Drossman says it has increased credibility.
When you kind of put it as an upbeat message that this is a challenge and it's going to spur new businesses and kind of get solar technologies or, you know, help to improve the health of our forests and we can do it, it turns out that that's a politically neutral message.
As the wildfire threat continues across the West, the message of climate change's economic possibility is exactly what Senator Mark Udall is trying to sell.
So we need to, in the long run, promote clean energy that's low carbon in its emissions. We also, by the way, in so doing, will create markets all over the world. So this could be an upbeat and optimistic scenario for us if we'll embrace it and take advantage of these opportunities.
In the meantime, organizations like Fire Adapted Communities are helping neighborhoods prepare for the ongoing threat of wildfire. And we'll need to be ready. The U.S. Forest Service projects that by 2050, the area burned each year by wildfires will at least double if climate change continues on its present track. For KRCC News, I'm Michelle Mercer.
Researchers have found that repeated wildfires in the same region do tend to shift public opinion about climate change, so with back-to-back summers of megafires, the Pikes Peak region may see greater interest in the effects of increased warming. The story concludes Flashpoint, Living with Wildfire, a special series exploring the ongoing threat of wildfire in Colorado. Thanks for joining KRCC News this week. As we re-aired this series from April, you can revisit all five stories at krcc.org, where you'll also find maps, photos, polling data, and other wildfire-related materials. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.